Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
The Quilted Bananas program plays every Sunday, 10 to 11am, with news, views and music.
A collective of presenters, advertisers, community events and discusses news of interest to lesbians, queer women and non-binary folk.
We have interviews about past and future sports and cultural events, politics, films, art shows.
The program is sponsored through the generosity of the Rural Foundation.
And it plays every Sunday from 10 to 11am on Wellington Access Radio, 106.1 FM.
Te rerangi o Access Radio no Ponikē 106.1 FM. Ko Tiffany Wainahau, kia ora tātou katoa. It's the 19th of October 2025 and I'm joined here today with Sue. Morena, Sue.
Morena.
So how's this lovely spring morning treated you so far, Sue?
It's been pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
I woke up and had a quick, scan through all the protests in the state.
Oh, yes, that's me too.
Yeah.
It's not quite doom-scrolling, is it? But sometimes there's some doom in there.
Oh, it wasn't doom-scrolling
today. Not so far, not for me either.
And we were both, kind of like rushing to get here.
I was preparing for a rainstorm and then we get out here and it's sunshine, extreme sunshine and warm, sweating in my raincoat.
Same here, we're both from up north a little bit.
Yeah. Well, so we'll be playing the music today because I'm actually just a big mouth. Sue's the technician that knows what's going on. Thank you, Sue. So we're going to be talking a little bit about there's going to be the New Zealand Screen Awards coming up. I'm going to touch on that. We'll touch on politics. And also I've chosen songs, of course, I've liked. So I think we will start off with the music first. And first we've got my new favourite. She's recently joined the ranks of Tina Turner and Kylie Minogue for me. And it is Doja Cat with Jealous Type.
Boy, let me know this.
Yeah. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. How do you feel being a girl? I think I might hate you. Maybe you just wanna be me. You always say let's go out, so we go eat at a restaurant. Sometimes it feels a bit awkward, cause we don't have much in common. People say we're alike, they say we've got the same hair. We talk about making music, but I don't know if it's honest. Can't tell if you wanna see me falling over and failing, and you can't tell what you're feeling. I think I know how you feel. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. How do you feel being a girl? How do you feel being a girl? When I woke up to your voice, now you tell me how you've been feeling. Let's work it out on the remix. You always say let's go out, but then I cancel last minute. I was so lost in my head, been scared to be in the pictures. Cause for the last couple years, I've been at war in my body. I tried to starve myself thinner, and then I gained all the weight back. I was trapped in the hatred, and your life seemed so awesome. I never thought for a second my voice was in your head. Until you're building a weapon to believe my protection, and now I totally get it. Forgot that inside that icon, there's still a young girl from Essex. People say we're alike, they say we've got the same hair. It's you and me on the coin, the industry loves to spend. And when we put this to bed, the internet will go crazy. I'm glad I know how you feel, cause I ride for you, child. Girl, child. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl.
Some
You're listening to Quilty Squirrelty 106.1 FM Access Radio. I'm Tiffany Wayne, and I've actually forgotten to mention the first conversation today is actually on petitions. So do you know what petition I'm talking about?
No.
Why is that?
That's because I've signed so many petitions this year that they've all just flowed into one.
Yeah.
I think the two that really sort of have irritated me beyond is the regulatory standards and the pay.
Pay equity. I signed both of those too. I was even at the march. Well, you're right on one of those. I'm talking about the first one you spoke about, the 20,000 signatures petition that went in, and looks like it fell on deaf ears still because the committee has...
Well, they ignored the 100,000 or so that said, no, this is a really bad idea.
Already.
Yeah.
So I also had a look in because I thought, oh, who is this committee? And lo and behold, it is...
Amazingly, the same people.
Aye. So I was thinking, like, I saw students recently doing online, they're starting to build momentum towards us getting our votes actually being looked at and taken into consideration instead of ignored. Have you seen that as well?
I don't know that I have, but I think that's... I think that's a really good
movement.
Thing that in their assessment of the findings that they need to more seriously cover.
Well, the children can't vote, so what they can do is get behind something they believe in and start a motion that will actually equal something positive for us all. I think I'll fill in people properly. So a petition opposing the government opposed reforms to the Marine and Coastal Area, Takutai Moana Act, has been delivered to Parliament backed by 20,000 signatures in just 2 days. Imagine if we had
That's
a whole
amazing.
Week. Yeah, amazing, eh? Imagine a week. So you've got two days for 20,000? What's a week, 70,000 or more?
Yep.
Oh, would have been awesome. But, okay, so the Justice Committee, made up of members from across the political spectrum, by the way, recommend that the bill still goes through to the next step, despite public opposition and backlash. What do you think about that, Peeps? What do you think?
What do I think about that? My ex, with whom I'm friendly, her two kids, so they were sort of, in stepchild sort of thing. They're kind of adults now, but... they're both Tatiawa from Waikawa.
Aye.
And she'd worked on the Waikawa sort of treaty work.
So someone wrote in there.
And explained it to me that they had the ownership of the area where the ferries were.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided, the government came in and said, oh, we want that.
Yeah.
We'll give you this instead. And they said, like, oh, okay, you know. So they swapped them, the ferry terminal for Waikawa Bay.
That's
right. For the area around, like, Waikawa Bay, which is where the marae is now.
Aye. And this is just one area
this
to do with
this.
This
is one
area. Yeah.
But it's an area where they were very, you know, they're very... close and dependent with the sort of seafood and the sea resources around there. And then they decided they'd take Waikawa Bay as well, and they said, oh, well, you know, okay, what we're really interested in is our fisheries. So, you know, if you take that, you know, leave us our fisheries. So for them, that taking the foreshore and sea bed stuff back 20 years ago when it was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Means taking everything.
Well, the reaction this time was even bigger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think the word democracy.
Yeah.
Just to think about that and Google it, everyone, when we consider these things.
I'm quite shocked by the number of areas that didn't vote to keep their Māori wards.
Aye.
And it's kind of weird because it's like, you know, if you had a vote to vote to eradicate the central ward, you know.
Yeah, well, some of the areas were surprising, and I'm wondering if it wasn't actually the voting, but maybe the lack of, or the lack of being able to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of areas where there just is not a place to go. You're in miles of just bush. Yeah. Like, where was the school? It all has been so...
Well, and there was quite a lot of stuff seemed to go a bit haywire with enrolments.
Well, that's one of the other thing, missing candidates. It's just been a whole murky, muddy mess.
So that's amazing, getting 20,000
signatures in two days. It's little things like that that gives me hope and makes me so happy to see all of us out there wanting a difference, wanting to say something about it, but I'm just not seeing a reaction from above.
No. And I'd like to feel that was a no-brainer for Labor now, but...
That's also blurry, eh? I want someone to come out strongly. Yeah. I've been really enjoying Tania Waikato.
Oh.
I think everyone should have a look there. Nothing like a woman with her smarts. So, well, on that note, I think we should actually move into some more music before we move on to... We're going to talk about Peters and Seymour later on, everyone.
Oh, goody.
But first we're going to have Marina, New America.
Fucked with the falling tune. And now teasing and teasing, I'm sitting on him. All of my diamonds are dripping on him. I met him at the bar, it was 12 or something. I ordered two more wines, cause tonight I want him. A little context if you care to listen. I find myself in a shit position. The man that I love sat me down last night, and he told me that it's over, done decision. And I don't wanna feel how my heart is ripping. In fact, I don't wanna feel, so I stick to sipping. And I'm out on the town with a simple mission. In my little black dress, and this shit is sitting. Just a heartbroken bitch, high heel, 6 inch in the back of the nightclub, sipping champagne. Trust any of these bitches I'm with. In the back of the taxi, sniffing cocaine. Drunk calls, drunk texts, drunk tears, drunk sex. I was looking for a man who was on the same page. Dance back to the intro, back to the bar, to the Bentley, to the hotel, to my own way. Cause I don't wanna feel how I did last night. I don't wanna feel how I did last night.
Doctor, doctor, anything please.
Doctor, doctor,
have mercy on.
Take this pain away.
Yes, give me my symptoms, doctor. I don't wanna feel.
Talk this joint, how I'm blowing this thing. Back to my ways like 2019. No, 24 hours since my ex did it.
I got a new man on me, it's about to get sweaty.
Last night really was the cherry on the cake. Been some dark days lately and I'm finding it crippling. Excuse my state, I'm as high as your hopes that you'll make it to my bed, get me hot and sizzling. If I take a step back to see the glass half full, at least it's the part of two-piece that I'm tripping in. And I'm already acting like a dick, know what I mean? So you might as well stick it.
Just a heartbroken bitch, high heels, 6 inch in the back of the nightclub, sipping champagne. I don't trust any of these bitches I'm with. In the back of the taxi, sniffing cocaine.
Drunk calls, drunk texts, drunk tears, drunk sex. I was looking for a man who was on the same page.
Flash back to the intro, back to the bar, to the Bentley, to the hotel, to my old way.
Too numb, I don't feel no way. So stuck, so what? Street smart, but it go both ways. So, you're one, yeah, you never escape. Sunset in the way.
Somewhere now, you up now, I see you. then lets me go. He loves me now, he loves me. He holds me tight, then lets me go. Soon as you leave me, we always lose connection. It's getting messy, I feel the
That was Marina with New America, Ray 070 Shake, Escapism, and Raven Lanay with Love Me Not. That's a fabulous song. You're listening to Tiffany Wayne and Sue on the Quilty Squilty Show 106.1 Access Radium FM. We are sponsored by The Real Foundation. So yes, before we went into that music break, we were talking about David Seymour and Winston. I've written it all down, but did you see it?
Oh, it's. I'd just written a post on Blue Sky where I sort of said, you know, the only one reigning in their behaviour is each other on occasions.
Aye.
Although you'd have to say that Cousin Winston is. He's given them all a bit of a rev up.
Well, at the end of the day, he has always been New Zealand. For New Zealand, right? You know what I mean? New Zealand owned.
Yeah.
Like, so that is one thing. That's like literally the one part of him I see that
that's
I actually
consistent.
Am quite, and I actually agree with. You know, I'm not the biggest fan, but I'm proud of him there, Winnie Tanner. Okay, let's get into it. Shall I read it out? Okay, I read it down here. It's probably going to be such a mess. So, Peter's on the proposed sale of Fronterra. This is what he said. I'm not interfering with the farming community or with Fonterra. I'm saying you have enjoyed by statute and by parliament the positions of monopoly privilege, and now you're selling it and claiming it all as your own. Right. So that was his first. It is not. It's the right of the New Zealand people.
It's interesting, that, isn't it?
He is right, though. So Fonterra, I think, you know, the talkers, they've given us sustenance, right? They've given us food. The other side of that is at what cost? Our rivers and lakes, the health of our water that we would have swum in it as a child, though, and then children now can't, eh?
Yeah, I think there's that. So the big commodity that we produce.
Mm.
I mean, ideally, what you'd sell that as a high value, you know, that you'd add value and sell that. But I don't think the farmer shareholders have ever been keen on that.
No.
So,
well, this is the other thing, is you almost want to hear from them. We're hearing from...
Oh, they are happy just to bundle up, loose, package up milk powder and send it overseas as a commodity and just expect everyone to run around making that happen for them.
Aye.
Which is, seems such a opportunity missed that you know, where that development could have been happening to produce a high value.
More
product.
Value.
Yeah.
Well, also the fact that the price of milk here...
is ridiculous.
Yeah. There's so many things to talk about there. And yes, we're right. So I'm hearing from politicians and I'm hearing, well, seeing, reading stuff from Fonterra. I would rather listen to what the everyday farmer has to say about it, the people milking the cows. They're Kiwis. They're us.
Yeah, they are. I think they're quite happy just to dry it up and send it.
Well, I've got more on that. Powder. Well, yeah. That's so the deal is expected to net Fonterra more than $4.2 billion, and the payout is $2 per share, with smaller farms making around $200,000. So, yeah, shareholders have been voting on that since the 7th, and that closes on the 27th of this month.
It seems easy money, but.
Yeah.
Those brands have such high recognition.
Yeah.
You know, if you get to a point where you decide that maybe you don't want to sell just commodity product, that getting those brands back isn't going to happen. You're going to have to rebuild from scratch.
Well, then it's also, do they have their hands here in that pocket, and we have to assure that they're always going to have that deal, or we pay for it if it falls through, because we've signed into the NTC, not even from here.
Yeah.
It's warning signs.
Well, they came in with this thing of doubling exports.
Yeah.
I think it was, and you know, how do you double exports when you're selling commodity?
You put more excrement in the water.
You have cows standing on hills, on mountainsides.
On each other's backs.
Yeah, on each other's backs.
Yeah. Well, David replied to that, didn't he? Where did I put that down? There's such a mess here. Seymour, in a written statement to RNZ, New Zealand was not a socialist country and commercial decisions should be for business owners and political decisions should be for politicians. If anyone... wants a say on Fonterra's vote, they should earn the right by getting up at 4 a.m. and milking cows for a few decades. To which Winston replied, I milked cows almost two decades, and so did Shane Jones, and so did others of us in my caucus. We actually know what one end of the cow looks like compared to some who don't. That was his little slap back.
I think I'm looking at the other end. It would be my... at which point I'd be thrown out of Parliament, I suppose, but, you know.
Yeah. And he actually said four decades, not two decades. oh, you know.
Yeah.
So it's, to me, this means it started. It started voting for the next election, you know what I mean? They've started doing the tit-tat sparring. And... well, to me, Winston looks like he's coming out on top of that, but...
I wish that sparring would mean that you know, that there'd be a little bit more looking after New Zealand going on.
Yeah, that's so true. But also, there is... it's more like an assets thing, right? Of what's here and what's not here, and what's going to be here in the future and what's not going to be ours in the future. I think... you know, we're going to start having to get political, everyone. I think people need to start looking into...
yeah.
Well, just social media has it. You don't have to look at orange people all the time doing their makeup. Like, there's some reality on there too you can absorb.
Yeah. Look, I'm wearing my my social media.
I love it. Chewy from BHN. I knew it straight away. I forgot to mention it, actually, because I'm so busy trying to remember what I have to say without tongue twisting. Yeah. Well, I thought I really got off on it. I watched Tania bring it up too. I went and found the news post and... Yeah, I was I was reading it and giggling to myself, knowing I was going to talk about it today and bring it up. But with all that said and done, I think this song suits very well. We've got LEX with Black High.
Drive you mad.
Or Access Radio, you've joined me and Sue for Guilty Squilty at 106.1 FM. Yeah, we got to deal with that name. Yeah. Every time I'm tongue twisting on it, and I'm not the one for tongue twists because I'll tongue twist just the and.
Yeah.
So the New Zealand Screen Awards are upon us. And I'm a huge fan of Mahinerangi Forbes. And though she's a finalist for the Best Current Affairs Program, she's in there with Mata Reports, and it's also in there for Best Māori Program. She isn't actually in the running for Best News and Current Affairs host. You know who is, though?
Oh, no, don't tell me.
Well, they're not all bad.
So what could possibly go wrong here?
This is from the people, right, though. So we got Moana Maniapoto. Oh, yeah, that's all right. Yeah, Jack Tame, of course. He's not bad. John Campbell, yes, much loved by the people. Guess who's the interesting one? Ryan Bridge.
Right.
Yeah, he's made it to the top of our ranks. Yeah, your face tells me everything. That's how I felt when I read it. So
it's like, you know, the ping, bing, ping, and there's, yeah, okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And the, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Huh, that's exactly me. I looked at the picture and I didn't even, for a second, I was like just, and then I had a good look and I was like, no, no, yeah, that's what yeah, I can say.
That's what I said.
So, yeah, I just think it's so funny. And thinking about that, it's like, you know, I'm meeting people that know more about the Kardashians than they do about their own political happenings in our country. And that's actually quite mortifying, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, they know all of their partners. They know what makeup they use. They know their shoes. They know their children's names. Yeah. And then you ask them, who's all the members of that party or what's the recent legislations? And it's just dust in the wind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Isn't that so worrisome? I'm going to try and problem solve this now. Yeah, yeah. There's places you can go to learn easily, people. We've got Tanya Waikato Lawyer. That's on Facebook and Instagram. You've got BHN, of course. I can see Chewy's beautiful face on the orange T-shirt on Sue here. They don't just have their show. There's a lot of people
the
with
kids
different...
think it's Santa.
Well, better than Santa.
They don't have...
This one's real.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And but... on that program, you can go from there's doctors, there's lawyers, there's proper people, professionals that know the deal, people, and it's all explained in a way that's easy for the everyday person, isn't it?
And it's real. It's got that you know that presentation is right there for you.
Aye. Well, it's not. You have you seen Idiocracy?
No.
Oh, you got to see it.
Okay.
It used to be a comedy 20 years ago when I was young.
Oh, yeah.
But now if you watch it, it's sort of sad and it literally has Fox News on it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a dystopian future where all the masses are dumbed down and two average humans are, you know, frozen in time and wake up way in the future the most intelligent people in the world. So that's all I'll give you there. Everyone look for Idiocracy. It's so good. But it's also sort of not... It's funny and not funny for this day and age. How much time do we have on the clock? So
we have 6 minutes.
Okay, yes, we can carry on talking. So you watch BHN as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite?
Who's my favourite? I'm Well, I've got the Chewy T-shirt.
Agree with Chewy. I was going to say that.
Yeah, I quite like. There's a couple of women envy people who host it as well, and there's a good.
Well, that's what I was trying to say, because people know the main characters, but they don't know there's actually a lot of smaller programs there, and they look at different things within our system. They take, you know, some look at just our hospitals, right? Some look at just our... Craig Rennie looks at just the books.
And they're such a good thing that the Pat and Chewy did to force Craig Rennie...
Mm-hmm.
That he could get back into the lockups on,
because they locked him out.
They how do you do that? That's just ridiculous.
Who's like one of our smartest to actually help us, and then you put a gag over his mouth when we need him most.
Yeah. Really, really good work by BHN.
So they're on YouTube, they're on Facebook, they're on most social medias. I think they're on Blue Sky. You'll find them on Discord, bhn.nz. I suggest everyone go and have a good look at those ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we've had a good...
Yeah.
Carry on. Do you have anything
to... There's a few on Substack as well. Who are, you know, so a lot of journalists who've lost, you know, they've... been caught in the reductions and doing stuff.
I think some have been taken out on purpose and we need them at the moment.
So there's good Substack.
This is why I mentioned Idiocracy. It shows what happens when this or if what they want to do is in fruition and takes place. You'll just watch it, guys. So, thank you for joining us today. 106.1 FM, Access Radio, sponsored by the Rural Foundation. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Tiffany Wayne.
And we're going to move into my favourite reel song, Te Reel. Yeah, with my friend Skylar Love and Hoki Maira.
Kwa hianga ta,
Program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.